Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Tom Rivers. Police in Colorado trying to unravel the mystery around a dead man found in the Glenwood Caverns Adventure Park over the weekend. Around the body of Diego Barajas Medina, two guns and several explosives. More explosives found in his car. Investigators say he died of a self-inflicted gunshot. As more rockets and missiles fly, Israeli tanks advancing on Gaza City.
A relentless exchange of rocket fire between Israel and Hamas. Israel rejecting calls for a ceasefire. Across Gaza, civilians suffering. UNICEF reporting more than 400 children in Gaza are killed or injured daily. The Palestinian Red Crescent says 26 more aid trucks crossed into Gaza Monday amid concerns about worsening humanitarian conditions.
That's ABC's Justin Finch. Day two today of the trial in Colorado over whether former President Trump should be allowed on the ballot. Group of voters point to the 14th Amendment and say his involvement in the January 6th riots disqualifies him. This is ABC News. The Senate Judiciary Committee is getting ready to send out subpoenas as it investigates ethics at the Supreme Court. Democrats on the committee plan to call some major players in conservative politics, including billionaire Harlan Crowe. He's paid for vacations taken by Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas. And the big weekend for a new horror movie getting even bigger.
Welcome to Freddy Fazbear's Pizzeria.
Five Nights at Freddy's, an even bigger hit than originally thought, bringing in $80 million over the opening weekend in North America. That's $2 million more than estimated on Sunday, and $30 million more than the original forecast. It's still the biggest opening for a Halloween weekend, and the second biggest opening of all time for a video game adaptation, behind this year's Super Mario Brothers movie. Critics trashed it, but audiences seemed to love it, giving it an A-minus cinema score.
ABC's Jason Nathanson. I'm Tom Rivers, ABC News.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's a look at your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. For Halloween, snow still likely, especially through early afternoon. Could pick up another inch or two of daytime snowfall with a high temperature of 34. We'll have our winds turning to the north at 5 to 15. For tonight, partly cloudy with lows in the mid-teens. Wednesday, partial sunshine up to 34. And for Thursday, a good deal of sunshine, upper 30s. Friday, a chance for some rain showers. We'll reach a high of 39. Slight chance for a shower on Saturday, upper 30s for high temperatures, and again a chance for rain on Sunday, high of 39. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now it's 27.
Maybe I'm just wishful drinking. Give my heart something to sink in. Better make it to nothing I won't do for another round of me and you. I know it's a shot in the dark. Looking for what's left of a spark. Throwing them back like I got nothing to lose. It's a slow burn just like you. Everybody says give it time, but I'm feeling like I'm stuck on rewind. Throwing them back like I got nothing to lose. It's a slow burn just like you. When I'm a couple in, I get optimistic. Like you and me are realistic. Maybe I'm
drinking. Ooh, ooh. party time.
Who's there? 98Q Country.
Cole Swindell, it's called Ain't Worth the Whiskey. Thanks so much for getting up and kicking off your Halloween with me and Mitchell Tenpenny, and we got history.
We don't have each other's numbers anymore. We don't make any plans Friday night. And I won't know you when you're turning 64.
Cause we got free break, oh, down in Pensacola.
98Q Country. Today's favorites and yesterday's classics.
Pretty little poison, my heart ain't getting that. With a kiss on her lips, just like alcohol. I don't want none at all. I just want you. No, I just want.
Stuff there from Warren Zelders called Pretty Little Poison. 20 minutes after 6 o'clock. Well, good morning and welcome to winter. A little snow dusting here around the Park Falls area. The amount may be a little lighter as you head south, but I think all of us are getting a little something here this morning. The good news is it probably isn't going to hang around permanently because we have temperatures above freezing for the next week or so. Not crazy warm, but at least mid-upper 30s and even some 40s. So we'll see this stuff melt off. But we're still seeing some snowfall here in the Park Falls, immediate Park Falls area. And the roadways are a bit slick, especially some of those back roads. It's a kind of a pelty, sleety type snow. And it's going to affect when you're driving, again, especially in the back roads. Main roads too, but with the traffic, they seem to be wearing off just a little bit there. We'll see the precipitation, easy for you to say, the snow chances continue here in the morning, and then just a cloudy day and cooler. It's going to be a cool trick or treat this afternoon and evening. Any heavy snow showers, they say today, could briefly reduce some visibility yet, and we're seeing that already here this morning. Precipitation chances as we get into tomorrow, Thursday, Friday, not much at all. And temperatures upper 30s. So probably not going to hang around a whole lot, but a little introduction into the winter season. Let's get updated on the Bucks and what's going on. Wisconsin Radio Network, we got a quick news and sports minute.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. Governor Tony Evers is hoping state Senate Democrats can back an assembly bill funding upgrades to American Family Field.
And I think we'll get there. I'm encouraging people that I can influence on the Senate side.
In an interview with Wisconsin Eye, Evers said he'd support a ticket tax on non-Brewers events and auditing the stadium district, which are suggestions made in the state Senate. A 27-year-old man and a 15-year-old are both charged with first-degree intentional homicide and other counts in the death last week of 5-year-old Prince McCree. The little boy's body was found in a dumpster in Milwaukee. The first measurable snowfall of the season will fall across much of Wisconsin on Halloween, so make sure you check your local forecast before you head out for trick-or-treating fun.
The Rangers are just 2 wins away from their first ever World Series title. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Texas knocked off Arizona 3-1 in Game 3 of the World Series in Phoenix last night. Corey Seager clubbed a 2-run homer in the third. John Gray earns the win in relief. Game 4 is tonight in Phoenix. Brewers manager Craig Counsell met yesterday with the Cleveland Guardians about their managerial opening. Counsell also a top candidate for the Mets job. Cleveland's manager's position is open after Terry Francona retired. Week 8 of the NFL regular season concluding with the Lions knocking off the Raiders 26-14. Detroit now 6-2 on the season. NFL trade deadline this afternoon at 3 p.m. Central Time. We'll see if the Packers make any moves to try to help their team, which has lost 4 straight. Packers did sign edge rusher Rashawn Gary to a 4-year contract extension worth more than $107 million. The deal includes $34.6 million signing bonus. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Are you having a hard time finding ag podcasts? We can help. The podcast directory at agraamerica.com allows you to search by category and topic, so it's quick and easy to find what you're looking for. Ag Chicks, Farm for Profit, Heart of Rural America, The Shark Farmer Podcast, Real Ag Radio, and more are featured on Agra America. Our extensive directory has something for everyone. Discover a new ag podcast today by visiting agraamerica.com. That's agraamerica.com.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Who is a Bex player with heart?
Being able to take that leadership role, try to advocate more for agriculture, it's been very cool to read.
Their family's been farming for ages. Never thought we'd be doing it one day, but we are now.
Bex is recognizing student athletes that are not just a star on the playing field or court, but a player that shows heart in school and in the ag industry. Nominate any high school player today. Go to brownfieldagnews.com and search player with heart. Bex, we are and will remain farmers at heart.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's a look at your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. For Halloween, snow still likely, especially through early afternoon. Could pick up another inch or two of daytime snowfall with a high temperature of 34. We'll have our winds turning to the north at 5 to 15. For tonight, partly cloudy with lows in the mid-teens. Wednesday, partial sunshine up to 34. And for Thursday, a good deal of sunshine, upper 30s. Friday, a chance for some rain showers. We'll reach a high of 39. Slight chance for a shower on Saturday, upper 30s for high temperatures. And again, a chance for rain on Sunday, high of 39. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now, it's 27.
If you change the station, we will haunt you. No, seriously.
98Q Country.
Still make a living, knowing it's razor-lit.
98.3. Online at 98qcountry.com.
Your classics, your country, 98Q Country.
Cowboys and plowboys, just some good old small.
Luke Bryan. That's a new one. Cowboys and Plowboys. 98Q Country, 636, 24 before 7. 26 is our temperature. We've still got some snow falling, maybe some rather moderate snow in areas today. We'll see this eventually taper off in a couple of dry days. In fact, maybe more than just a couple of dry days. Temperatures will be mid-upper 30s, even in the low 40s over the next 4 or 5 days. So the snow out there will probably, it'll melt down. But, I don't know. I looked out the window this morning and I was not expecting it, but I was like, it's almost November 1st, I guess. And anytime we can get to Halloween and not have a major snowstorm, that's an accomplishment for me anyway. They just don't seem to, there's just no purpose. I mean, we're not going to open any trails or we're not going to do that. So just like, no, we don't need a foot. A little dusting is fine. Settle down. All the leaves and mulching and all that stuff, just get things kind of settled down a little bit out there. 34 will be our temperature today. We'll see that wind blowing out of the north, 10 to 15, gusting over 20 at times. So it's going to be a cool day out there today. Tomorrow's high should be 35 and partly sunny. Still cool, but tomorrow should be a little bit more acceptable. All the news and sports, we'll get you updated. We'll find out how the Bucks did. We'll find out if the Vikings have a different quarterback. Well, maybe we won't find that out, but they're working on that. So we'll get you updated coming up. First, look at our complete news just after 7 o'clock. Park Falls BP, the one stop for everything you need from fuel, wine, spirits, beverages, car washes, ice, snacks, and more. Everyday low prices at a great value. Park Falls BP. Next to McDonald's. It's time once again to check in with Northwoods Realty for today's neighborhood news.
Northwoods Realty, this is Lori.
Hi, Lori. Joel here at the radio station. How are we doing there today?
Good, Joel. How about yourself? All
good. We're looking for that neighborhood news, Lori, as always. What you got for us today?
All right. This ranch-style home sits on a large lot on the South Fork of the Flambeau River. There's an open concept kitchen, dining room, and living room on the first floor. Also featured on the first floor are two nice-sized bedrooms, a full bath, covered back porch, and front deck overlooking the river. The walkout basement has another large bedroom, three-quarter bath, family room, laundry room, and bonus room. New to the home are 30 solar panels, so the electric bill could be nil. A three-car detached garage and lean-to fits the vehicles, toys, and wood for the fire pit. Walking out toward the river is a nicely landscaped patio area with a natural stone retaining wall. Down the boardwalk is an absolute great place to sit in front of a fire, watch the wildlife, and listen to the rapids of the river. Call Northwoods Realty today.
All right, we'll check in again later, Lori, for more neighborhood news. Thanks, and have a great day.
You too, Joel. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
At Northwoods Realty, we know your house is more than just wood and shingles. It's a haven. It's a place to raise a family. It's a home. That's why the realtors at Northwoods Realty put so much of themselves into their work. With a reputation for integrity and excellence, you can count on the staff at Northwoods Realty to come through for every member of your family. And don't forget your visiting family. We have the largest local vacation rental marketplace with over 60 options. Find homes, cabins, condos, and resorts. At Northwoods Realty, we sell dreams. Visit northwoodswi.com.
Here's a look at your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. For Halloween, snow still likely, especially through early afternoon. Could pick up another inch or two of daytime snowfall with a high temperature of 34. Lover winds turning to the north at 5 to 15. For tonight, partly cloudy with lows in the mid-teens. Wednesday, partial sunshine up to 34. And for Thursday, a good deal of sunshine, upper 30s. Friday, a chance for some rain showers. We'll reach a high of 39. Slight chance for a shower on Saturday, upper 30s for high temperatures. And again, a chance for rain on Sunday, high of 39. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now, it's 27.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Q Country.
He works way too much for way too little. He drinks way too early till way too late. He hasn't had a race since New Year's Day in 88. Gets trampled on by everyone except when he comes in here. Now he's a product of the haggard generation. He's got a redneck side when you get him agitated. He got the go-tooth look from his stiff right hook. He's proud he took.
door, change the lock, and said adios to my selfish heart. Tore it apart and left.
Scott, he is hooked at 98Q Country. Well, we're looking forward to bringing you state volleyball. Prentice is going to be playing. I'll go all the way over to Green Bay to play a team that they've already played this year in their own conference, Wausau Newman. But two teams from the Marawood making it to the Division IV state volleyball. So it'll be Phillips and Wausau Newman Catholic. Friday morning, 9 o'clock, Jeff Haken and Scott Heckman are going to be over there at Green Bay. In the rec center, the authorities have been notified that they will be there together, and they will bring you the contest. We're looking forward to that Friday morning at 9 o'clock. Should they win that, they would play Saturday morning at 9 for the state championship. We'll have Friday's game for you, and we'll have a little pregame chat with Coach Mike Murphy before that game at about 8:45 or so. So join us. I know some of you like to watch the video. If you can't make it there, that's fine, but turn the video down. The volume, and they usually don't have announcers anyway, and get our local guys on the call Friday morning, state volleyball right here. We have some words of wisdom for this Halloween. Moms, dads, good luck. I wish you the best today. We have Focus on the Family. It's being brought to you by Park Pharmacy.
I still remember a news report during Desert Storm that illustrated the concept of loving your enemy. The video captured the moments after Iraqi soldiers surrendered to American forces. The Iraqis came out of the shadows with their hands in the air and were ordered to sit down in the street. You could see the fear in their eyes. What would happen to them? Would they be tortured, murdered? If the Iraqis had surrendered to another nation, those might very well have been the outcomes. But the Americans weren't there to kill and destroy. They were there to liberate. So once the Iraqis had gathered together, the American soldiers began handing out boxes of food and tending to their wounds. Not long before, the Americans had been dodging their bullets. Now they were feeding the very people who'd been pulling those triggers. Loving an enemy is challenging. In fact, it's downright impossible unless our lives are anchored in a sense of right and wrong that transcends bitterness and revenge. Loving our enemy means protecting the weak and confronting evil with goodness and hope. That can only be accomplished through humility, commitment to truth, and the willingness to sacrifice our own self-interest for the sake of others. The world is filled with people who hate one another. In order not to be one of them, we must do more than love those who love us. We must love our enemies. For more to help you thrive, go to focusonthefamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 844-94-BIBLE. That's 844-94-BIBLE. 844-94-BIBLE.
Your Health Mart Pharmacy in Park Falls. Park Pharmacy can be trusted to handle all your prescription needs. Your Health Mart pharmacists take the time to get to know you and explain your medications. When you need a prescription filled, come to Park Pharmacy. You're a Health Mart pharmacy who has a personal commitment to their community. They care for you and about you. That's Park Pharmacy, downtown Park Falls.
Gillette Intimate gives guys a gentle and easy shave on there. And around there. And even under there. Don't treat your groin like junk. Respect it with Gillette Intimate, the best a man can get. Buy now at a retailer near you.
At Grainger, we're for the ones who specialize in saving the day and for the ones who've mastered the art of keeping business moving. We offer industrial-grade supplies for every industry with same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders, all backed by real people ready to help so you can get the right answers and products right when you need them. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Exergen thermometers are clinically proven to be more accurate than non-contact thermometers. Exergen is fast, non-invasive, and accurate. Find Exergen thermometers for your home at Walgreens and other participating retailers. Learn more about why accuracy matters at exergen.com.
Get it done right the first time with CNR Power Sports. Come see Carl on Ash Street in Park Falls when your boat, ATV, UTV, snowmobile, or even lawnmowers, snowblowers, chainsaws, and all other small engines won't start or run right. From light tune-up to full teardown and engine rebuild, Carl will bring his 30-plus years of experience to every job you bring him. CNR Power Sports is also the area's only factory-authorized warranty service center for Generac and DR brand equipment. Bring all makes and models. Look up CNR Power Sports on Google or give Carl a call at 608-228-7223. Find Carl where Ash Street meets the Tuscobia Trail. CNR Power Sports, your trusty pit stop for top-notch care.
Here's a look at your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. For Halloween, snow still likely, especially through early afternoon. Could pick up another inch or two of daytime snowfall with a high temperature of 34. Lover winds turning to the north at 5 to 15. For tonight, partly cloudy with lows in the mid-teens. Wednesday, partial sunshine up to 34. And for Thursday, a good deal of sunshine, upper 30s. Friday, a chance for some rain showers. We'll reach a high of 39. Slight chance for a shower on Saturday, upper 30s for high temperatures. And again, a chance for rain on Sunday, high of 39. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now, it's 27.
Let's go!
This is Toby Keith. Happy Halloween.
Hey, everybody. This is Kenny Chesney wishing you a happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween!
98Q Country.
Of me, the person that I've been lately ain't who I want to be, but you stay here right beside me and watch as the storm